But I want to just share a couple things with you. First in John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 29. Well, verse 28 says, "Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent." You know, do you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe all that he has earned for you? Then you begin to work the works of God, because you now stand in his place here upon earth. You know, we have Christ in us. Every born-again believer has Christ in them. You know, when you speak, mountains can move. Mountains must move. And yes, you know, that when Jesus Christ said, "You say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and you shall not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, then you shall have whatsoever you say." You know, it's up to you. What do you want to speak? Do you want to speak doubt? Do you want to speak ifs, maybes, somedays? Or do you want to speak the way Christ spoke? "Lazarus, come forth. Spirit, be gone. Say unto that mountain, Get out." Because that is what God has called us to. In whatever area of life we're dealing with, you know, are we wrestling with our minds, with our thoughts, with angers, emotions? Anger, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Depression, be gone. Anxiety, get out. Some people think that's really a weird way to walk. But either God has given us the authority to speak to the mountain and cast it out, or he has not. You know, most of the time, we don't want to live there. We're afraid of what people might think. I look at people now and I go, "Do you know you may be healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ? Do you know you can have your healing right now? You can throw away all your meds, everything else, and be healed. You know that?" They look at you, "Well, you know, I don't know. Well, good. Well, when you know, come see me. We desire. It's burning within our soul to do the work of God. To do the works of God. You know, we get to that point not by educating ourselves, but by believing one simple verse. You know, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." You know, this is not of my own power. You have what you have, not of your own strength, not of your own work. It's by the grace of God. By the grace of God. It says in Corinthians, look at 1 Corinthians. You know, verse 26 of chapter 1, it says, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called." You know, when you sit within the fellowships that we have, when you sit within the fellowships in India or in Europe, there are not many wise men, according to the world. There are maybe a few. We sat in a banker's home in Kanpur. Very well-to-do man. He's a banker. He has a very nice home. Well, there's not many like that, but there are some. Not many mighty, not many noble. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. You know, are you wise in the world's eyes? You know, do you walk down the street and they go, "Oh, there goes Jim. I know Jim. Boy, what a wise man he is." You know, they walk into your study and they see all the diplomas up on the wall, all the degrees. We may not have the accolades that the world has, but we have Christ in us. You have the authority of God Almighty given to you. That when you say move, it's got to move. When you say amen, then yes, that's the way it's going to be. When you go to God and you request, you make a request to God, and you say, Father, I need this. I need this. And I thank you for providing it. I don't know how you're going to do it. That is up to you. And I'm keeping my fingerprints off this puppy. It's going to be all yours. And when you say amen, it's done. That will confound the wise. They'll say, well, wait a minute, how did you do that?
They'll try to figure out
why. When they looked at Purim and they say, how did you do that?
Yeah.
When they look at your life, how did you do that? Well, it's not about you, it's about God. God's chosen the foolish things in the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. The base things of the world, the things that are despised hath God chosen, and things that are not to bring to naught the things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. No flesh.
Amen.
I can't work hard enough to get myself to the point of being what God has called me to be. Never will. I've tried. Doesn't work. I've worked real hard. But that has availed nothing. I've studied all the right stuff. Read all the right books. Well, I haven't read all the right books. But even if I'd had, it wouldn't have helped me. It would not have equipped me to be better at answering the call of God. Verse 30 says, but of him, of God, are you in Christ Jesus. He's the one. God is the one. Who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. God is the one, through Jesus Christ, who has made unto you everything that you need to bring glory to God. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Let him glory in what God has provided. And let's, the only way to do that is to give it to God 100%. Let God perform for you. When everybody else is saying, oh, no, you need the doctor, or you need this, or you need that, or you need what man can provide for you, decide. Either it's going to be God or it's going to be the doctors. It's going to be God or it's going to be your job. It's going to be God or it's going to be whatever. Decide to give God the chance to do it for you. And then walk in great deliverance. Walk in deliverance. Confess that you are what the Word of God says you are. Confess that you are healed. Confess that you are whole. I heard a woman give a testimony that she had gone out and decided to make an investment in planting 600 teakwood trees in one of her fields. Well, in 3 months, the neighbors came to her and said, you're out of luck. The field is dry. There hasn't been any rain. Your seeds are dead. They're not going to grow. She went out to that field and she walked around wondering, scratching her head. Okay, God, what should I do? Then she looked down and she saw one. She saw one little seedling beginning to break up through the ground. There'd been a drought. There'd been no water to germinate this seed. And so she looked at that and she said, God's going to make these grow. God is going to make these grow. He has to do this for me. And so she prayed to God and she said, God, if you just give me 150 of these trees to grow, it'll be fine. I'll be okay. She left. She went back. She said amen. She had every confidence that God was going to answer her prayer. She came. The next time she came back to the field, 3 months later, there were 175 trees grown way over her head. They're beginning to grow well into stability. She knew that that crop was going to grow. And then she began to kick herself because she realized, what have I done?
Only 175.
I only asked God for 150.
I'm going to ask for all 600.
If God can do 150, he could do 600. But God did it a little bit more, gave her 175. But it was because that's what she'd asked for. See, what is it that you confess? What you receive will be based on what you confess. If I have a problem and I confess that, well, I know I can get, you know, at least halfway to solution, then that's all you're going to get. You're going to get halfway. God will bring you where you believe. That's the point to which He will bring you. When you confess the Word of God, then confess all of it. It's not hard to say all of it. It's no harder to say all of it than it is to say some of it. I can do some things through Christ who strengthens me. You said some of it. I can do all things. Was it any harder to say I can do all things? And to walk that way, to live that way, to kick yourself in the head when you're doubting and say, okay, I will not doubt. Because if God can do this much, He can do it all. That's what God so desires. God is so eager and ready to bless us beyond what we ask or think. Amen. And yet we're sitting there asking for 150 instead of 600 because that's all I can get my mind around. You need healing? God can heal you. Part of the way? Yeah, He can heal you part of the way or He can heal you all the way. We don't glory in our flesh. We glory in Him. But we cannot glory in Him until we give it to Him 100%. If we do any of it ourselves, then we have reason to boast. And most of the time we do. Most of the time I hear things coming out of people's mouth. It's, well, I prayed, and yeah, God was great, but boy, you're not going to believe what I did. It's about God 100%. And I thank God that He has blessed us with such great promise. You know, regardless, you know, if you have things that are holding you back, you know, not everyone is called to the ministry, you know, full time. We all have parts to play in the body of Christ. We all have individual parts, functions to perform. You know, that's what makes it such a dynamic and wonderful body of believers, is because everyone is unique, everyone is special. But you have Christ in you. Same. It doesn't get any special, more special than that.
Same measure.
Yeah. We have the same measure of faith God has given to every man. Don't doubt that you know, this guy can believe and you can't. Mm-hmm. Oh, that poor man, whoa, what a man. No, he just believes God. He just believed God. Faced with a dead kid. And he said, God's able. That's the place we want to be. That's the place we desire to be. And when we are, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It says in verse 1, do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you? Or letters of commendation from you? Oh, well, this guy was sent by, you know, the right Reverend so-and-so. Or he works with the right Reverend so-and-so, so he must be okay. Or, you know, I've sent for the right Reverend so-and-so. You, verse 2, you are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. You know, the Apostle Paul looking at the Corinthian believers saying, you know what? You believed God. You saw the power of God. You're the epistle. You don't need man's stamp. You, the believer, the one who truly believes, right? Like it says, they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You want people to know that you're a son of God? Then follow. Follow the Spirit of God. Be led by it. You are a son of God. But what people see sometimes is a little different in it. Sometimes for all of us, it's a little different. But when we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit of God, when we walk by the Spirit, when we do what God instructs us to do via that Spirit, and not be afraid, we see great things and people read you. They see the power. For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. You know, it's that spirit in manifestation that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt to anyone who's observing that there is a God in heaven who is the creator of all life, and he has worked and moved within your very life. Can't dispute that. Not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. And when we really truly believe that your sufficiency is of God, you'll do mighty, mighty works. Because he's the one who's made us able ministers of this New Testament. He's the one who's made us able. We don't go to school to become able. We don't learn homiletics. We don't learn the art of preaching. We don't learn how to do it. We allow the Spirit of God to lead us. And we walk with that Spirit of God in manifestation. And that's what gets people's attention. What's different about you? You believe. That's what's different. And when you believe, you see great signs, miracles, and wonders. You know, it says in the end of the book of Mark, is it Mark? Where they went preaching everywhere. And the Lord worked with them with signs and wonders following. He confirmed the word with signs and wonders. That's the confirmation of the truth that you speak, the signs and the wonders. Not how clever you are. Not how well you can parse Greek. And some of us can do it pretty well. But that doesn't cut the mustard when it comes to answering a prayer. Or when it comes to getting someone up out of a wheelchair. Or when it comes to healing someone. That doesn't cut it. I don't care what tense, mood, or anything else the Greek word is. All I care is, do I believe it? Because if I believe, then we see. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know. I could go on for a couple more hours, but I won't. I won't.
Maybe.
Until after the break. No. No, what I'll do is we'll break for lunch. Anyone who'd like to stay later can. If you don't, if you have other things to do, I understand. All right? So, Father, we're surely grateful for your blessings. Thankful, God, that you continue to work in our hearts and lives to show us the things that you have made available to us, that we may so walk to glorify you and bring great deliverance to those around us. Thank you, Father, that you have called us not to word only, but to power. And we're grateful, God, that as we believe you and take you at your word, that we see those great signs, miracles, and wonders. Thank you, Father, for the way you answer our prayers, for the way you have given us the authority over sickness, over death, over all the power of the enemy. That, Father, we can utilize that authority every step that we take, every thought that we have within our hearts, that we remember that authority that you've given us, that in the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow. Father, thank you for just the great inspiration that seeing your word live brings to each of us. And that, Father, we may, by our lives and by our hearts believing, glorify you. Thanks for all of these things that you've given to us by your grace and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ.